Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. President of Baseball Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers is David Stearns. And he's with us every Thursday, whether he likes it or not. So we're talking about Hall of Fame voting, David, but not the Baseball Hall of Fame. The Toy Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We were surprised to see a few entries that you would have thought would have been first ballot are still trying to get into the hall, man. What were some of those, Eric?
Some of the ones that we figured would already be in, David, were Bingo, The Top, Spirograph, Light Bright. All of these aren't in yet. He-Man, not
You're
in
too
yet.
Young for He-Man, right, Dave?
It feels like this is a tough voting committee. If these weren't automatically
right?
in, we may need to investigate the actual voting rules here.
Agreed.
The process, various journalists would be called out for their votes or lack thereof.
Yeah, exactly.
Was He-Man your cartoon and your toy, or is that a little bit before you?
That's a little bit before me, but I'm certainly familiar with it.
What was your era then in terms of like cartoon wheelhouse or like action figures and stuff?
I mean, I remember. I sort of remember the standard sort of like Superman, Batman.
Sure.
That was. If I'm trying to think like what action figures I had as a kid. Those are the ones that pop out.
Just a whole lot of boxes of baseball cards.
There's a lot of
skipped over the obvious.
Cards, balls of all sorts of sort, any sort of sports equipment. That's a lot of what occupied my closets when I was growing up.
Well, David, I know you're hoping your ball club toys with the New York Yankees when they come to AmFam Field this weekend. And there's some history maybe to be made with Aaron Judge chasing down a pretty important record. How do you balance obviously wanting to win baseball games with also maybe wanting to see a piece of big league history?
We'll happily postpone big league history. That's how we view it. Look, what Aaron Judge is doing this year is pretty special, and you think about how much he is exceeding what the rest of the league is doing from a power production, and it's really astounding. But we'll do our best to get him out for three straight days and let him continue his chase when he gets out of here.
Well, speaking of history, too, David, last night we saw Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina have a pretty cool moment at the start of that game. But my favorite part was seeing Christian Yelich intentionally take that pitch, like a tip of the cap and a nod of respect to those two guys. When it comes to that kind of thing, is that something that you think gets discussed in the clubhouse before the game between Craig and Yelly, or is that just Yelly understanding the moment and being a good dude?
No, I think that's just Yelich understanding the moment, having a sense of baseball history. Obviously, we've played the Cardinals a whole lot over the last few years since Yelly's been here. He understands what Wainwright and Molina have meant to the franchise and what they have done with each other. So I think that's just Yelich understanding the moment and allowing those two to enjoy it.
David, how would you have reacted if Yelly just jacked it?
Cranked one.
Flips
put it in the Mississippi.
Adjusts his cup a little bit. Looks at Wainwright as he's slowly running around the bases.
Well, it's not really Yelly's style, but I think I would have taken the home run.
Absolutely would have had my guys back. No doubt.
Yeah. But Yelich understands what's going on there and I think did the right thing.
David Stearns, Brewers President of Baseball Operations. Hope it's a successful homestand once again. Thanks, David.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.